Good afternoon. Today, foreign ministers will meet and prepare the leaders' meeting in London in the beginning of December. At our meeting today, the foreign ministers will address the progress we are making on a wide range of issues, including on burden sharing. We now have 5 consecutive years of increased defense investments across Europe and Canada, and allies are investing in new high-end modern capabilities. They are contributing more to NATO missions and operations, and we have to make sure that we maintain the momentum, that we continue to invest more in our security. We will also make decisions demonstrating that we continue to adapt and modernize the alliance. I expect the ministers to declare space as an operational domain alongside air, sea, land and cyber. Space is extremely important for all civilian and military activities, for communications, for navigation, for the transmission of data. So, of course, space and satellites are of great importance for all NATO allies. We will not weaponize space, will not deploy weapons in space, but we will make sure that the assets there are available in peace, crisis and conflict. Then we will also address other issues of strategic importance like Russia, arms control and the rise of China. NATO remains the only platform where North America and Europe meets on a daily basis, discuss, take decisions and make sure that we maintain the strong transatlantic bond. And with that, I'm ready to take some questions.
What do you think about the German proposal on the expert committee?
I think, first of all, that the very strong and clear message from Germany and also from Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, who will attend the meeting here later on the strong support for NATO is something I welcome very much. The message that NATO is the platform to bring North America and Europe together, and it's vital for our security. I recently visited Berlin. I have been in touch with Heiko Maas. And I think that his proposal, the German proposal, has a value. And I look forward to discuss the proposal when foreign ministers meet later on today. Because the aim of the proposal is to consider how we can strengthen NATO as a platform for addressing the political challenges we face together in North America and Europe.
Secretary General Lorne Cook of the Associated Press. President Macron said a few things that have very obviously bothered people within the House here at NATO. They seem from the outside to be very legitimate concerns about the actions of allies, about what Europe should be doing and so on. Why is NATO so sensitive about it? Is it something that just has to be discussed in-house? What's going on?
No, I think it's extremely important that when there are concerns that we discuss them, and especially that we discuss them sitting in the same room around the same table, and that's one of the reasons why I think NATO is so important, because it brings together the United States, Canada and all European allies, where we can address a wide range of issues. Most of the time we agree, and then we make decisions and then we move forward. On other times we see that there are some disagreements. There's no way to deny that there are disagreements on issues like trade, like climate change, Iran nuclear deal, and most recently on the how to deal with the situation in northeast Syria. But the message is that we have to overcome these disagreements because it is so essential both for Europe and for the United States that we stand united. And if we look back at the history of NATO, we have seen disagreements before, dating back to the Suez Crisis in 1956 all the way to the Iraq War in 2003. But the strength of NATO is that despite these disagreements, we have always been able to unite around our core task to protect and defend each other. And that's my aim. And I'm absolutely certain that we'll manage to do that also this time. Second, I welcome all efforts to strengthen the European pillar in NATO, meaning I welcome EU efforts on defence, but not as an alternative to NATO, not as something that can replace NATO, but something that can complement NATO. Because any attempt to distance Europe from North America will not only weaken NATO, it will also divide Europe. So I believe in European unity, but European unity cannot substitute for transatlantic unity. We need both, and therefore that we meet North America and Europe here today is just an expression of the importance of maintaining NATO as the platform for bringing Europe and North America together.
Hans Grase, DPA. Secretary General, can you confirm that NATO will sign next week a $1 billion contract to extend the lifetime of the AWACS fleet until 2035?
Yes, I can confirm that we will sign a contract upgrading, modernizing the AWACS fleet, $1 billion. And this reflects the importance of modernizing our capabilities, including our common capabilities as the AWACS fleet is. We are also now looking into how to replace the AWACS fleet in the future, also after 2035. And we will also soon also receive the first Global Hawk drones, the Alliance ground surveillance drones at our base in Sigonella, also reflecting another part of how NATO is modernizing and investing more in modern capabilities.
Secretary General, I would like to ask about the prisoner swap in Afghanistan between the American and Afghan Haqqani group. What's NATO's view and also about the election, because it's become a little bit in tension. So some candidate accused the foreign troops that they said there is like interfering in the election, and also the Afghan army is not capable to defend that because they are trying to fight, not fighting, but they are not allowing for the Afghans candidate to go for the election. So what's NATO's view on that?
So we welcome the release of the two professors at the American University in Kabul that have been held in captivity by the Taliban for some time. We also commend President Ghani for his bold decision that made this possible. These are confidence-building measures. Hopefully they can move us closer to resumption of the peace talks and therefore also lay the ground for a political negotiated solution to the conflict, the crisis in Afghanistan. NATO will stay committed to Afghanistan. We will continue to train, assist and advise the Afghan security forces. We commend the Afghan people for exercising their democratic right to participate in the elections. It is important now that the different electoral bodies can finalize the counting and then present the results. NATO is there to help the Afghan security forces make sure that they provide security for the free and open for free and open elections. And NATO will never take part in the elections, will never intervene in the elections. We are there to make sure that the elections are also to help the Afghans enabling free and fair elections in Afghanistan.
Sky over there to the left. Hi, Michelle. Protest the situation in Hong Kong
and also to the claims by the former UK consulate worker, Simon Chung, that he was tortured by the Chinese?
It's not for me to comment on that specific issue, but what I can say is that we will also during this meeting and also at the leaders' meeting in London in the beginning of December discuss the consequences of the rise of China. There are some opportunities, but also some clear challenges, because China is becoming a more and more important global power. What we have seen is that they don't share our values when it comes to elections, freedom of speech, and that is something we have seen again and again. And of course, NATO is a value-based organization. We strongly believe in democracy, the freedom of speech, and these are values which we hold high and which we will always stand up for.
Issues, discussions, and how would you assess the progress made with this regard? And also, what is the main message from NATO to aspirant country before leaders' meeting?
The Black Sea region is important for NATO. We have three littoral countries there, so Romania, Bulgaria, Turkey, and then we have two important partners. We have Georgia and Ukraine. And NATO has increased its presence in the Black Sea region over the last years. We agreed a package this spring in April to have more exercises, to increase information sharing. And the North Atlantic Council recently visited Georgia. We recently visited Ukraine, Odessa, and we work with the Georgian Coast Guard. We work with the Ukrainian Navy. We help them with the Naval Academy in Odessa. So we are working with our partners, both Georgia and Ukraine, in the Black Sea region. And I urge allies to provide the necessary resources, personnel, to make sure that we step up and provide a more practical support. We will help and we support Georgia on its way towards NATO membership. Therefore, we help them with modernizing their defense and security institutions, implementing reforms, and that's the purpose of the NATO presence in Georgia, help to modernize their defense and security institutions.
Back to Macron, is the French attitude, to which extent is it helpful to the alliance? Inside, is he dividing with such statements? And for outside, is it not fragilizing the alliance?
What we have seen over the last years is that North America and Europe are doing more together than we've done for decades. We have implemented the largest reinforcement of our collective defense since the end of the Cold War. So we prove every day that NATO is strong, that NATO is agile, and that NATO is vital for our shared security. We have tripled the size of the NATO response force, 40,000 troops. We have, for the first time in our history, deployed combat-ready troops to the eastern part of the alliance, around 5,000 troops. European allies are investing more in defense, also in high-end modern capabilities. And the United States is not leaving Europe. The United States is actually increasing their presence in Europe. After the end of the Cold War, the United States reduced its military presence in Europe gradually. But over the last years, we have seen that they have started to increase again. More troops, more exercises, more investments in infrastructure, pre-positioned equipment. Next spring, next year, there will be a new exercise, Defender 2020. 20,000 soldiers, which are based in the United States, will participate in that exercise, the largest U.S. deployment of troops in Europe in 25 years. So yes, there are differences. Yes, there are different views. That's exactly why we meet. I think that's a good reason to meet, is to sit down and clarify any misunderstandings, any different views, demonstrate where we can agree and where there still have where there still is some work to do. But the reality is that despite these differences, NATO is stronger and NATO is delivering and NATO is doing more than we have done for many decades.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you later. Okay, thank you.